Well, of course, yeah, we'll be looking to debt equity, both debt and equity markets. I think right now we're trying to focus more on the debt side of it. We know effectively the equity markets are closed,
yeah.
Right? I mean, from raising equity right now. So there's no point in really even trying. We'll work on name recognition. There's a lot of the brokerage houses and the bigger banks that would help us with the equity financing. They know about us. They know our story. So our strategy there, I'll just make sure they know. We know right now we can't do it, but just get to know us, get to know our story, get comfortable, do whatever due diligence they need to do. You know, we'll get those relationships built. And now we're starting to approach sort of the debt world. And we've started working on it. And generally, from the banks we've talked to in the last weeks, things maybe aren't quite as bad as you might think they are. Now, again, these banks are trying to say we're open for businesses, too. They're biased as well. Let's keep that in mind. But they are saying, look, a lot of the crisis, if you will, that's going on right now, small enterprise loans, consumer credit, that's the worst of it, right? Project financing, you know, the project debt world, as that's what the bankers would call it, the project debt world is still pretty active because they'll look at projects like us. Let's face it, there's only, 25 big banks in the world that basically do this kind of project financing anyway. Money is available because they'll look at rate of return, they'll look at the project's ability to pay. They realize it's a big industrial complex, there's a whole thing behind it. It's not like writing a mortgage in somebody's house. So what they're trying to say is look, we're still open for business on the debt side. Are credit committees at major banks going to be under a little more pressure these days? Well, of course they are, right? And does that mean things are going to get any easier? Well, no, but it's still there. So indications are that we could potentially get, a 60% sort of debt load on the project. We would have to put some hedging or forward metal sales in places to do that, and we're willing to do that.